Cocaine is my name, and I drove on the Danville train till so much cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. I took the train to Richmond that fell. It was a time I remember oh so well.
Hello, this is Miss Confederate talking to you again. And there's so much news out there this week. I need to do about 3 podcasts today. I don't know how to get it all in. It's just overwhelming. But we've got critical race theory problems and bills being introduced. And we've got Nicole Hannah Jones of the 1619 Project. And we need to try to figure out some things to counteract her and what's going on there. And behind most all these things, you're going to find out that there are actually New Yorkers behind a lot of these things that are happening. There are also left-wingers who are communist or inspired, Marxist inspired. There are a lot of crazies in it. That's a fact. And then we have the Democratic Party and, of course, our favorite president, Mr. Biden. Mr. Joe Biden. My idol. I know everybody in America looks up to this man. How could you not? I mean, look at all the phenomenal things he's already done. Running all over Europe. Making promises. Working with him in Europe with the G7 conference to create a 15% corporate tax on corporations from the United States and every other country that do business in other countries, giving 15% corporate tax to those countries, which being pushed by Britain, from what I saw to begin with, the British people thought it was the best idea in the world to have this 15% corporate tax. And it just so happens that I called the Prime Minister's office and left a message myself asking them why they are pushing this. Because when the British Empire was all over the world, my goodness, there's no way they would have paid 15% tax to those countries on everything that was done in those countries by the British. It just never would have happened. But all of a sudden, it's the thing for America to do. Everybody wants America to do this. Of course they do. And it may not be entirely a terrible idea that these corporations have some responsibility in the countries in which they are working, but I want to know why, with the British Empire, our greatest friends, quote unquote, why it is that they're the ones pushing it when they never did it. My golly, what kind of liars there are in this world. what kind of games there are that are played. Another quick example before I get to the main topic is in Charlotte, North Carolina. One of the headlines recently read, billionaire owner of the NFL Panthers, Carolina Panthers team, NFL football, National Football League, Mr. Tepper is pressuring Charlotte, North Carolina to come across with the money to build a new stadium. I believe that when he took over the Panthers, that was part of the equation anyway. But my question is this. If he's a billionaire and he's making his money off of the Panthers, then why should we, the taxpayers, pay for a new stadium for him in order for him to make more billions of dollars? This goes on and on and on. And there is so much corruption in this world, which takes me right smack back to the President of the United States of America. I don't like calling people corrupt. When I speak these things about the President, how do I know he's not going to find some way to get back at me? I don't know. In these strange times in which we live. But it's hard to stand idly by with someone whose son took $1 billion from the Chinese, communist Chinese government with their note to invest it, Hunter, invest it somewhere. Yeah, well, it just so happened that Vice President Biden was in office at that time. This was 13 days after his visit to communist China when this exchange of cash occurred. How convenient for the Biden family. And that's aside from the Ukraine fiasco, which obviously they tried to pin all of that corruption on Trump, and they couldn't find it because it wasn't Trump that did it. It was square on the shoulders of Hunter Biden once again and Joe Biden. So anyway, let's skip over that. We know because it's been talked about and talked about and talked about, but nobody's going to do anything about it. So let's move on to the next topic because it does involve Joe Biden. This is Pride Month. Excuse me, we have to be proud of our president. I wonder if he's wearing a coat of many colors today. He should. Okay, let's see what he did. Back on May 17th. In that time frame. Excuse me, not that date, though. President Trump had actually appointed some members of the United States Commission of Fine Arts. This was established by Congress in 1910 to help with federal government projects related to art and creativity, including the building of buildings and other things. Not only buildings. And Mr. Chas Fagan of Charlotte, North Carolina, was one of those members appointed to the U.S. Commission of Fine Arts. More expertise a person in art. Mr. Fagan was the creator of a beautiful monumental sculpture in downtown Charlotte back about 2010-09. It was unveiled. It is a horse and rider, and it's Captain Jack, who was the carrier of the Mecklenburg Declaration of Independence to Philadelphia, to the Continental Congress, which predated the signing of the Declaration of Independence there. And it's a monumental statue. When they unveiled it, they set up a whole village, a colonial village, and they had cannons and people in costumes. And Cokie Roberts did it on the Good Morning America show. That's just one of his minor projects. He did a statue of Ronald Reagan that stands in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol where the riots took place. Whoops. There's another one in the U.S. Embassy, I think, in Berlin that he did. He did the official White House portrait of Barbara Bush. He is known for his work at the Washington National Cathedral. He has sculpted the Pope. He sculpted a figure of Rosa Parks, this racist man. He actually sculpted a picture of Rosa Parks. He is white. And all the members that were ousted from this commission, 4 white men were ousted by Joe Biden. He's one of them. Mr. Fagan sculpted a figures of Elie Wiesel, who's famous, John Dunn, and others. He did portraits of all the U.S. presidents for the White House Historical Association. And on and on and on. He's working on a statue of Billy Graham at this present time to be housed in the Capitol. Let's move on to... He also did the official portrait used in the sainting of Mother Teresa. He did her portrait. I mean, what more can you ask? What in the world more can you ask than that? This man, by Joseph Biden, Joseph the coat of many colors Biden, who has many different points of view depending on what's needed at that moment for politics, he ousted Mr. Fagan with a 2-hour notice asking him to resign. This was reported in the Washington Post, the Charlotte Observer, and other places. And it is outrageous, folks. Outrageous it is to treat someone that is such a leader in the arts with such, horrible attitude. I mean, what is he? I don't know. He must think he's a bum on the street or something. I cannot believe he would treat this highly thought of man in such a manner as that. Wow. And I see it personally as I think we should respond from North Carolina, because this man represents North Carolina in so many ways. And wham, slap in the face, North Carolina. We really care about you. Excuse me. I mean, thank you. Thank you very much. We really appreciate you in Washington, D.C. for caring so much about North Carolina. You got to come down here and change our military base name, which you're planning to do, from Fort Bragg. It's been named by that name forever. Anyway, we won't keep on that one. Let's move on now. He makes me so mad. Wow. Okay. So he just slaps him in the face. And not only did he slap him in the face, but he also slapped North Carolina in the face, personally. And I think that they should not be slapped in the face. If it were up to me, I would secede from the Union. If it were up to me, I've been thinking that for a long time, that we ought to put gates on the roads out here and charge tariffs for anybody that wants to come into our state. I've been thinking that for a long, long time. But remember, we are the, quote, united, unquote, states of America, right? United. Don't forget that word. Why don't we change the name? Can we change the name of America? It should no longer be called the United States. I think that's a misnomer. That's just incorrect. Maybe Joseph Biden can come up with some great name, but let's see. Kind of like they're using birthing persons now for mothers, they said. And I guess men are just the people on the side. I don't know what they are. But anyway, there's got to be a new name we can come up with for the United States of America. A subcontinent of Africa? Let's see. What can we name it? Well, it won't be United. Disunited States. Dysfunctional States of America. We could try that one. Let's see. I don't want to be crass. Black Lives Matter States of America. Black Matter States. Black States. No, Black. Well, anyway, think about that. There's got to be a new name for us besides United States, because that just doesn't fit. I don't think. The other people that were ousted from this United, another one, All States, maybe we could call it All States Commission, All State Insurance, All States Commission of Fine Art. Another one was from Georgia. Surprise, surprise, a white man from Georgia. Mr. Cook is his name. Let's see, Mr. Cook, highly thought of. Rodney Mims Cook, Jr. of Atlanta, member of a family of renowned artists, which has been publicly criticized recently for ancestral connections to a Confederate officer. Wow, 155 years ago. This man must be dirt. We got to get rid of him. He's got an ancestral connection to a Confederate officer. That's a no-no. Okay, Mr. Rodney Mims Cook, Jr., coordinated the design and construction of the Prince of Wales World Athletes Monument to the 1996 Centennial Olympic Games. They were held in Atlanta, right? So he's done work for the Prince of Wales. He also, with other artists, designed a 4-acre Millennium Gate Georgia History Museum. I've only seen pictures of it. It's in downtown Atlanta, but it looks phenomenal. It features a triumphal arch and has sculptures around a lake. 4 acres. He is currently designing a Washington Library in memory of Presidents John and John Quincy Adams. Oh, gosh, no. They are way back then. You know, that won't be acceptable. They have to be the founding jerks or something or other, because that's what everybody believes now. He's also working on a peace park in Atlanta. Oh, peace in Atlanta? Wow. He has delusions of grandeur on that one. Working on a peace park in Atlanta with 3 buildings and 18 monuments. Lord, I wonder what kind of monuments they'll be. But at any rate, this man is a renowned artist. He was also, if I can find my notes, let's see. This man, Mr. Mims, I remember it saying that he was founder and president of the National Monument Foundation. Wow. An organization focused on development of civic and restoration projects. And he's an, okay. He is an architect too. Okie dokie. Wow. Anything to do with monuments, throw them out, throw them out, throw them out. That's, both of these guys have something to do with monuments, throw them out. Let's see who else. There's a man named Pierre Guillot, Incorporated, landscape architect from, and also Stephen Spandel, both of them from New York. Both of those are architects who have been ousted. They are two Northerners from New York area. But anyway, wow. We're really moving right along. You can see how we're making progress in Washington, D.C. these days. He specifically said he wanted to get rid of 4 white men. This is what our president said. Because he wanted the new members to, let's see if I can find what he said. He wanted them to, replace these commissioners with a, quote, diversity of background and experience, as well as a range, I don't know what that means, a range of aesthetic viewpoints, according to the Washington Post. The new members include a black woman, an Asian American woman, and a black man. And they were put in immediately into place. Let's see. And National Public Radio said the four white men were canned because some of whom had helped to shape a controversial executive order that was intended to promote neoclassical architecture as the official style for federal buildings in Washington and at new federal courthouses elsewhere. Oh, how awful that they would choose neoclassical traditional styles for buildings. Wow. That's something to be afraid of. Let me tell you, that's scary to think that they would choose a traditional design on a building. It's also scary to think they'd have a fine artist in there too, like Chas Fagan. Included in the new names of people are Hazel Ruth Edwards. She's one of the black people, a professor and chairman of of Howard University's Department of Architecture. I think she was an adjunct professor for Columbia University. Wow, that's surprising. Where the first black fraternity was located, who are behind a lot of the things going on now that are changing our history in America. Columbia University, look out for them. Justin Garrett Moore is one of the new guys, the inaugural program officer of the Humanities in Place program at Andrew Mellon Foundation. I got to get this right. Billy Tsien is a partner in Todd Williams. Billy Tsien Architects, I believe they're married. She went to UCLA. She's an Oriental American Her firm designed the Barack Obama Presidential Center. Surprise, surprise on that one. Okay, and let's see. The one I haven't mentioned was Peter Cook. He's the principal of HGA Architects, whose past projects include the Smithsonian Institute's National Museum of African American History and Culture. Those are the new people. Are there any surprises in that? Well, there are surprises in this respect. To oust fine artists, especially the two from the South, in my opinion, because the other two were strictly architects. The two Southerners mentioned, one from Atlanta and one that lives in Charlotte, are both related with, I mean, they have done work, a lot of work with monuments, sculpting, the kind of things we want to all take down and trash in the South, right? If you're from up north, or if you're from Antifa or Black Lives Matter, whoever you are, that you don't like sculptures. Only the Southern people like sculptures. That's a fact, right? Monuments. We're the only ones that like monuments. Everybody else, I don't know what they like. But anyway, no, it just so happens all the ones up north are still there. So far, including William Tecumseh Sherman. But anyway, the manner of handling this is ridiculous. Not only the fact that they are throwing out these Southern monument experts and artists, fine artists, and replacing them with four strictly architects with no real good reason in doing this. They've done it all so rudely, as if Joe Biden just wanted to slap them in the face, particularly, like I said, the one I know about is Chas Fagan in Charlotte. 2 hours notice? I mean, come on, get real. Is this man really president? Does he need to go back and take a course in, I mean, they complain about Trump being so brash and whatever, but I mean, I don't think Trump ever did anything this ridiculous. I don't think he did, not to fine artists, and not to North Carolina. So keep slapping North Carolina, Mr. Biden. Keep slapping people down because their ancestors had something to do with the Confederacy. Go ahead. Make my day. I guess we'll see in the end what happens to you. I mean, how everything turns out in America is, so far, it's looking like a major disaster. And it's not getting any better. So I just wanted to alert you guys to this, and I'm going to talk some more about some more of these issues like critical race theory, et cetera, et cetera. I want to get into that very shortly. But for now, I hope you enjoy the music. The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. Jane Baez's original song. And keep on smiling out there, Southerners. Keep on smiling. Don't give up. We're still fighting. And we're going to continue. We're not going to quit. We're there to talk and let people know that we're here, that we count, that we matter. Black lives matter. How about us? Don't we matter? I know I do. And I know my ancestors, who, the ones who I know were not guilty of doing anything other than what they were forced to do and what they had to do, they weren't guilty. I'm wanting to start a new project. The Pulitzer Prize has been awarding some prizes to some black people, like the little teenager that took the pictures of George Floyd with her cell phone when Derek Chauvin was in the process of doing his awful deed. She got a Pulitzer Prize recently, yesterday, I believe it was. Nicole Hannah Jones, who created the 1619 Project, she was awarded a Pulitzer Prize. You know, and like I say, they come out of Columbia University, straight out of New York. And my thing is, we need an award, and I'm going to work on this. I want to call it the Dave Vendici Award Prize to counteract the Pulitzer Prize, who thinks it's okay to control how the United States thinks through the media and journalism. I think it's time that we give awards to Southern supporters who are journalists, to people who stand up and tell us that we're okay, we're not bad, we're not awful people, and that we can't. We matter. We matter. I think we need that. So that's one of the projects that I want to work on. And I'll write some more and talk some more about it in the future, and I hope that I can get some support on this. The Pulitzer Prize was started by one rich man who left a lot of money. But we can still have our own Southern Prize, no matter how it goes. We had a lot of people here that raised a lot of money, especially United Daughters of the Confederacy, to build beautiful monuments that have been treated horribly. But that doesn't mean that we can't gather together and raise more money for something like our own Southern Prizes. We need to support ourselves, because believe me, they're not going to support us from New York. It just ain't going to happen. And there's too many people in America now from too many different places, including Black Lives Matter and many other areas, who just want to tear us down. So this is Miss Confederate, I'm saying, over and out, and hang in there, and let's keep on finding ways to promote the South and to stand up for ourselves. And have a good one. Bye.